Gynecologist found guilty of fraud in performing unnecessary surgeries. By Amy Furr on November 10, 2020. A Virginia obstetrician gynecologist accused of performing unnecessary surgeries and procedures on his female patients was found guilty Monday on 52 felony fraud charges. The maximum possible sentence Dr. Javed Perwais faces is 465 years in prison, according to a spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office. Sentencing was set for March 31, the Virginia Pilot reported. However, Perwais was acquitted of 8 other charges. Prosecutors said Perwais took advantage of his patients' trust and performed the unneeded surgeries and procedures to fund a lavish lifestyle for himself and give pricey gifts to his employees and others, the newspaper stated. The U.S. Attorney's Office of the Eastern District of Virginia detailed the case in a press release Monday. According to court records and evidence presented at trial, Dr. Javed Perwais, an obstetrician-gynecologist who has practiced in Hampton Roads since the 1980s, executed a scheme to defraud health insurance programs between at least 2010 and 2019. During that period, Perwais billed private and governmental insurers millions of dollars for irreversible hysterectomies and other surgeries and procedures that were not medically necessary for his patients. In many instances, Perwais would falsely tell his patients that they needed the surgeries to avoid cancer in order to induce them to agree to the surgeries. It's hard to sit in front of someone that has done so many surgeries on you, and that you found out it's so many lies that are in your records, said Perwais's former patient, Darielle Bishop, who took the stand during the trial. In court, the doctor's other former patients testified that they continued to suffer from pain and complications due to their surgeries, according to the Pilot report. With unnecessary, invasive medical procedures, Dr. Perwais not only caused enduring complications, pain and anxiety to his patients, but he assaulted the most personal part of their lives and even robbed some of their future, said Carl Schumann, acting special agent in charge of the FBI's Norfolk field office. The brave patients and nurses who came forward and testified deserve our gratitude for helping end this horrible scheme. Let this case demonstrate the FBI's commitment to hold accountable anyone who abuses their position of trust, he concluded.